Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a digital coin that can only buy a handful of grains of wheat and nowhere else. That is exactly what India has rolled out at the heart of its food security system. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the nation's first central bank digital currency-based public distribution system in Gandhinagar, Gujarat, marking a world-first use of programmable digital money for food subsidy delivery. This step weaves the e-rupee directly into the massive 2 lakh rupees crore public distribution system architecture. First, let us understand what a CBDC actually is. A central bank digital currency, or CBDC, is digital legal tender issued straight by the country's central bank. It is not a cryptocurrency, which is decentralized and lacks legal tender status, nor is it merely a digital payment method that moves existing bank balances. A CBDC is money itself, a direct liability of the Reserve Bank of India, but in digital form. India's e-rupee, abbreviated E, was launched by the RBI in December 2022 as a pilot with 2 segments. The wholesale version, EW, is intended for interbank settlement of government securities. The retail version, AIR, is meant for everyday transactions and is distributed through banks into users' digital wallets. Now, how does the CBDC PDS operate? Traditionally, the public distribution system flows from the central government to the Food Corporation of India, then to state governments, district warehouse, fair price shops, and finally to beneficiaries, with cash or ration cards as a medium of transfer. This conventional chain has long been plagued by leakage, historically around 30-40%, as well as ghost beneficiaries, diversions, and pilferage at both warehouse and shop levels. In the new CBDC-PDS model, the government directly credits e-tokens into each beneficiary's RBI CBDC wallet, which is linked to both Aadhaar and the ration card. When a beneficiary arrives at a fair price shop, they simply present a QR code from their wallet. The shop's point of sale system debits the e-tokens and releases the grain. The crucial advantage here is programmability. Each e-token carries metadata that restricts its use solely to the purchase of food grains at a registered fair price shop. It cannot be transferred for alcohol, gold, electronics, or any other purpose. Moreover, the tokens can be set to auto-expire if not used within a predefined period, thereby curbing black market hoarding. Every token leaves a complete audit trail, allowing authorities to trace its journey from issuance to consumption. Let us pause to appreciate the scale of the public distribution system itself. Operated under the National Food Security Act of 2013, it is one of the world's largest food distribution networks. It covers roughly 81 crore beneficiaries, which translates to about 65-67% of India's population. Annually, about 61 million tons of food grains flow through the system, backed by a subsidy of approximately 2 lakh rupees crore. Under the PM Garib Kalyan Anna Yojana, rice is priced at 3 rupees per kilogram, wheat at 2 rupees per kilogram, and coarse cereals at 1 rupee per kilogram, and these have been made free under the scheme, which has now been merged with the NFSA from January 2024 and extended through December 2028. Across the country, more than 5,40,000 fair price shops serve the populace. The pilot in Gujarat selected 4 districts, Ahmedabad, Anand, Valsad and Surat, encompassing about 2 crore beneficiaries. The technology stack comprises RBI's issued CBDC wallets provided through participating banks such as State Bank of India, Union Bank, Canara Bank and HDFC Bank. Aadhaar eKYC ensures accurate beneficiary identification. At the fair price shop level, a POS device scans the QR code and connects to the CBDC network, while the backend settles transactions in real time via the RBI's CBDC infrastructure. Following the Gujarat rollout, the program is slated to expand to Union Territories, Puducherry, Chandigarh, Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu, where the central government's direct control over the PDS simplifies reform implementation. Why does this matter on the global stage? A Bank for International Settlements survey in 2025 reported that more than 130 countries are exploring CBDCs. Yet India is the first major economy to operationalize a CBDC within a large-scale social welfare distribution system. This creates a template for governments worldwide that aim to eradicate subsidy leakage using programmable money. Turning to the integration with direct benefit transfer, or DBT, we recall that since its launch on 1st January 2013, DBT has transferred over 36 lakh rupees crore to beneficiaries, eliminating about 9 crore ghost or duplicate entries and saving roughly 2.73 lakh rupees crore by 2025. However, traditional DBT routes funds through bank accounts, which can be repurposed. By contrast, the e-tokens for the PDS are locked to a single purpose, removing the risk of diversion. The CBDC wallet also reduces intermediary risk, as it is held directly with the RBI, with banks acting merely as distribution channels. Importantly, these wallets can be accessed on feature phones, bridging the financial inclusion gap for those without full bank accounts. Looking ahead, the same programmable e-framework could be extended to other welfare schemes, which payments under MGNREGS, PM Kisan installments, scholarship disbursements, each token encoded for its specific end use. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The e-Rupee was launched by the Reserve Bank of India, with the pilot beginning in December 2022. It has two variants, EW for wholesale interbank settlement and ER for retail everyday use. The CBDC PDS was launched on 15th February 2026 in Gandhinagar, Gujarat, initially covering the districts of Ahmedabad, Anand, Valsad and Surat. Its hallmark feature is programmability. Each token is encoded to allow purchase of food grains only. The National Food Security Act of 2013 governs India's PDS, which serves about 81 crore beneficiaries, distributes roughly 61 million tons of grains annually, and involves a subsidy of about 2 lakh rupees crore. There are more than 5 lakh and 40,000 fair price shops across the country, and the PM Garib Kalyan Anna Yojana provides free grains to all NFSA beneficiaries, extended through December 2028. Since its inception, DBT has transferred over 36 lakh rupees crore, eliminating 9 crore ghost beneficiaries and saving 2.73 lakh rupees crore by 2025. Globally, the first CBDC was the Sand Dollar of the Bahamas in 2020, while China's digital yuan operates in over 17 pilot cities, and more than 130 countries are now exploring their own digital currencies. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For the prelims, remember the definitions, central bank digital currency, e-Rupee, the two variants EW and ER, the National Food Security Act 2013, PM Garib Kalyan Anna Yojana, direct benefit transfer, programmable money, and the linkage of Aadhaar with PDS. For the mains, especially General Studies Paper 3, you can discuss the digital economy, financial inclusion, food security, and reforms in the PDS, as well as the RBI's role as a monetary policy instrument. In General Studies Paper 2, you can explore social welfare schemes, Aadhaar and privacy considerations, and the federal dynamics of food security administration. In sum, India's e-Rupee-powered public distribution system is not merely a technological upgrade, it is a strategic leap towards transparent, efficient and inclusive food security, setting a benchmark for the world's largest welfare programs.